The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The two disciples recounted what had taken place on the way and how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it right in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I have a chance every weekend to be in a different parish. That's one of the privileges of being a senior priest. You don't have to stick around on Monday and count the collection and do all those things. So already I pick up in this parish a good spirit, a spirit of the Lord. And that has a lot to do with what we're about during this Easter season. If you'll notice, Easter we celebrate in the church is the longest of the seasons. It goes on for 50 days. And it starts out, of course, with the Alleluias at the Vigil Mass, and then it moves to the next Sunday where we have Thomas needing to put his hands in the nail marks of Jesus just to be convinced that Jesus was raised from the dead. And then we move to this Sunday where we are talking about the early disciples recognizing Jesus' presence in the breaking of the bread. Whenever you hear that phrase in the Bible, you know that we're talking about the early Eucharist. And we're going to move next week and the week after to Jesus being the Good Shepherd and talk about his spirit alive in the church. And that's been continuing since then until right here in this gathering at our Risen Savior Church. How does the world know that Jesus is raised from the dead? In the body of this parish, and in parishes all over the world, you can see his spirit animating folks to live what Jesus preached when he was on earth. Huh? So we're moving through the Easter season. Let's pause, though, at this point and talk about that very first sentence in today's gospel, which Deacon Peter read for us. It says, the two disciples recounted what had taken place on the way and how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. What's that all about? In order to understand the rest of the gospel, it's important to pause there first. Well, this is from Luke's gospel, chapter 24. The beginning of that chapter, Luke says that Jesus' disciples, after the crucifixion, they were very discouraged, downhearted. They had hoped that this Jesus was going to be the Messiah, the one to set them free, and instead they saw him arrested like a criminal and then nailed to the cross, and they were just completely without hope. Yet didn't understand the resurrection. So what they do, they leave from Jerusalem, going back home hopes dashed. And on the way, something happens to them. Let's see if we can figure out what that was. This group of Jesus' disciples going back home are talking about how disappointed they are and how fearful they are, because maybe what happened to Jesus is going to happen to them. Maybe because they were his followers, they'll be crucified as well. Huh? So they're having this conversation, and then the gospel says, a stranger starts walking along beside them. Now, we, the readers, know who that was. That's the risen Jesus. But they don't know it. And he joins the conversation. They're talking about everything that's gone wrong and how, downhearted they are. And Jesus starts to join in that conversation and talk to them about the scriptures, about what's in the Bible. And all of a sudden, the tone of the conversation changes. And they say to the stranger, why don't you stay with us now, and it's time to eat. Let's sit down and have a meal together. So he does. And it says, as they have this meal together with this stranger, and they break bread together, all of a sudden they recognize it's the risen Lord. And that changes everything for them. Their discouragement turns into new hope. Their disappointment all of a sudden leaves them, and they have a bigger perspective about how God is at work in their lives and in the life of the world, and how that the Lord can draw up out of their many crosses and pains that they bear new life. So they turn around and they run back to Jerusalem, a people now energized with a new spirit that the gospel records as the spirit of the risen Christ. And it is that spirit that the church has clung to and held on to for all these centuries, a spirit alive and well in us right now. But look what happens. That's really a little story about us, isn't it? Think about it. Life brings us a myriad of problems and troubles, week after week. Some of the big ones are these. Like the disciples on that road, our hopes can be dashed. Someone that we love dies. Our health declines. Our best ideas and youthful dreams and projects fail. The bright hope we had for ourselves or for others dims. Friends and spouses fail us. Our noblest efforts are undermined by our own weaknesses. Those are some of the big ones. But think of all the reversals and burdens, turmoils that fill our lives. We can be just like those people that were leaving Jerusalem weighed down by those kind of issues. But what the church does, the church says, start every week by coming to Mass, like you all have done right here. And bring all that turmoil, bring all those things that weary us, right here. And then what do we do when we get here? Well, we take the first half of the Mass to sew our lives, weave them together with the scriptures. Just as Jesus did, walking along with his disciples who were so weary because of all their disappointments and their struggles. Jesus walks along with us at the beginning of every week, breaking open the scriptures and seeing how they fit into our lives. And then, like those disciples walking on that road, Jesus sits down with us and has a meal. And we break bread together. And in that process, we recognize the risen Lord. We proclaim that this is the Christ, and he feeds us with his very life in communion. And then we get up and turn around and go back to our schools, our homes, Walmart, our jobs. We go back to our daily lives with a new hope, with a new appreciation for how the Lord can draw out of our many crosses new life, with a new perspective that God is at work in our troubles in a way that we may not have recognized. He lightens our hearts by changing us, just as Christ was changed from his earthly existence into his resurrected life. And then we abide in that hope, and we proclaim that hope in everything that we do and say during this new week. No wonder we say things like, when we eat this bread and drink this cup, what's the rest of it? We proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Or, save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. And now let the church say, Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray.